Democrat Bernie Sanders has drawn huge crowds in his presidential campaign. NPR's Tamara Keith asked why that has not led to huge wins.
You've no doubt heard about the enthusiasm gap between Sanders and Clinton. It was on display again last night in Philadelphia, where both candidates held rallies. Clinton had 1,300 at City Hall. Sanders spoke to about twice as many people at Drexel University.
The paraphrase Abraham Lincoln at Gettysburg, this is a campaign of the people, by the people, and for the people.
But here's the thing. In a recent Gallup poll, it was Clinton, not Sanders, who had the lead in enthusiasm among supporters. And election after election, crowd size has been an unreliable predictor of winning. But why?
The people at the rally are not a random or representative sample of the electorate.
Lynn Vavrick is a professor of political science and communication studies at UCLA.
These are strategic and well-planned events. This isn't just happening.
Early on, when Sanders was in the single digits in the polls and big crowds started showing up, they were a proof of his case. And even now, as Sanders is well known, the rallies give his supporters a feeling that they're part of a movement, something larger than themselves. Vavrick went to a Sanders rally, and she was impressed with the event.
I had to put my fingers in my ears because there was so much screaming. It was, you know, like a One Direction concert or something. So, you know, I think all of that is real, but it doesn't necessarily translate into more votes than the opposition.
So far, Hillary Clinton has gotten 2.7 million more votes nationwide than Sanders and leads significantly in pledged delegates. Former Vermont Governor Howard Dean has endorsed Clinton, but in 2004, he was the insurgent Democratic presidential candidate getting attention with big crowds. And he has a couple of theories about what causes the disconnect. For one thing, in these crowds, there are often familiar faces.
Some of the crowd size is people who come because they love Bernie and they want to hear this message and it invigorates them and they keep doing it and they follow him around, just like the Grateful Dead or fish.
But there's something deeper. Dean says eventually the insurgent candidate needs to go from agitating outsider to someone voters of all stripes can see as president.
And I couldn't change. I could, and I knew I had to. But the crowd pulls you back. They're dying for you. They're bleeding for you. And it's very hard to do.
Dean says he sees Republican Donald Trump publicly struggling with it. And he says Sanders likely is too. A speech with applause lines all your supporters can recite back makes for an amazing rally.
But it's also the thing that isolates you at the end because you have to build a coalition.
Put another way, big crowds aren't the same thing as a winning coalition. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Philadelphia.